Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, good morning, ignorant millennials.
Well, guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to our latest, freshest episode. Episode number 11. Guys, episode number 11. So remember, guys, ignorant millennials is your platform for you guys, for young youth. I guess youth is young.
100%.
So this is a platform where we're going to be discussing all of the topics that are really affecting us as millennials in 2019 in South Africa. So far we've covered everything from insurance, we've covered financial literacy, we've covered elections, politics, and we've been getting quite a lot of feedback on
definitely. But today we have another guest, interesting conversations we are about to have. We have Khotatso, man. How's it, bro?
Hey man, it's all good. Yourself?
I'm all good, man.
Chilling.
Good, man. Enjoying your day? How's your week been?
Yeah, week has been good. Election week, we had a public holiday in between.
Yes, and you voted.
Oh, so it was a holiday, man.
You didn't vote.
Oh no, that's the public holiday element.
Oh, it was a public holiday.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we voted. Kat and I, we voted.
Yeah.
Exercise your electoral rights. Please, I hope you vote in the next one.
Yeah, I will see what happens.
You'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Why didn't you vote?
I don't believe in the political system. As it is right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any political system you believe in, or is it all of them you don't believe in, like in the world?
The one I would like to believe in needs to still be designed and, you know, put in place, and that's going to take some time. It will probably disadvantage our grandparents. So for now, well, let's have what we have.
And all right.
But I mean, today's show is about self-starters, entrepreneurship, and really following either your dreams or your goals, or just like just starting,
right? 100%.
It's almost like the philosophy we followed with our show.
So I just want to, like, you made some very, very interesting way to start the show. You said you have your own political ideologies and so forth. So to make such a bold statement, people are probably asking themselves, who is Khotatso?
Who is this guy?
Like, why is he saying this thing? Who is this guy?
Oh yeah, I'm Khotatso Ngako, and basically come from Mamelodi, born and bred in Pretoria my whole life basically. And I'm a software developer / poet / a guy who listens to a whole lot of audiobooks in his spare time.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you include, would you say that's what you're passionate about?
What, the listening to audiobooks?
Yeah, and if not, what are you?
At the current moment, yes. So for me, it has allowed me to consume a lot of literature while commuting.
So you've listened to our show, obviously.
Yeah. Before. Oh, come on.
So what do you like and what do you dislike or hate most about this show so far?
No. Okay.
You said you listen to a lot of audiobooks and a lot of.
Yeah, so I like the breadth of topics that you guys cover, basically.
Yes,
and recently you guys started having guests, and I think that has improved quality of content, even the one that you were recording before this one. Because one thing I noticed is obviously if you're speaking on a lot of topics, there's a lot of stuff that you may not be an expert in.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then having that guest in just spikes the quality of the content that's being talked about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that...
Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So the other alternative would have been you guys just researching a topic beforehand.
Yeah.
But then that would mean you guys would be doing more of the talking instead of the guests on the topic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think that's good stuff about it.
So I'm going to start you with 5 interesting questions. So people don't think, oh my word, they got Khotatso, this guy, he reads all your books, he seems like he's a nerd, and so
I'm a nerd, guys, I'm a nerd.
Being nerd is cool, man.
Yeah.
Wearing glasses is cool, too.
So Steve Jobs or Bill Gates?
When we talking about what?
Like if you... we're talking in terms of preference. If you wanted to, if you could choose to be either of them, which one would be?
Okay, from a career perspective, Steve Jobs, but from a personal perspective, like life outside work, Bill Gates.
Philanthropy.
Nah, Steve Jobs was an asshole to even people.
Okay.
So
personality drew more to Bill Gates.
Okay, and Bill Big Bang, Young Sheldon.
I haven't watched Young Sheldon yet. Oh, but I heard Elon Musk was in Young Sheldon, so it gets a point just for that.
Just for that.
Okay, okay. So now we're going to go over to your dishes there. Mm-hmm. A quarter or a burger?
You can guess.
Sure. Gassi boy. Yeah, Gassi boy. Gassi.
Yeah, so
favorite place?
Quarters are the winner.
Favorite place to get a quarter?
That changes every time because what's happening now is the people who made the best quarters are retiring. And then they are leaving it to their kids. And the kids are not passionate about this thing.
They don't make it the same way. So
now I'm still hunting for the next best quarter place.
Okay. I think this one is also quite obvious.
I know.
Pianos.
I'm a piano. I'm not even saying that one. I'm a pianos for the win. Piano is the future even.
Okay.
They said that about Gqom at some point.
But guess what's happening now?
So you're not afraid, local, the same thing would happen to Amapiano?
Well, the thing is, if you look at the history of Amapiano and how it came out of Bacardi, and how it still has most of the Bacardi elements, if you were listening to Booking Mugwantua Pitori.
Yes, I know that stuff.
Baskela Surovehe, Murutuatozi, all the great Bacardi songs were actually the foundation of the Amapiano music. And Amapiano is just the label people are using for that Pitorian sound.
So that evolved and Amapiano is what it means.
Yeah, and it's probably going to evolve again.
To something else.
Yeah, when people start writing more lyrics for it. And we're going to stop the Wibatlagai Kumgokotlong vibe. And then it will be something else. But it will still have the same elements.
Do you drink?
Nope.
You don't drink?
I don't drink.
Why don't you drink?
I never got around to it. Basically, what happened is in my teens, the hip hop movement was quite big in Mamelodi, and I was a DJ. Hip hop DJ. So I would go to the clubs, DJ, and stuff like that, and then still go back home. And obviously, since I got the visa to go out and play, I need to make sure that I got the visa the next time. So coming in home and being drunk would have relinquished my visa rights for the next show. So it ended up me being able to just enjoy the shows and just be at the club at 2 a.m. in the morning without being drunk. And so that translated to basically me not drinking now to have a good time.
So we brought you on to the show. Well, most people might not know, but you have a streaming service, basically. It's Polelo. So just take us, what is Polelo?
Okay, so Polelo is a platform for spoken content. Basically, as you guys know what Polelo means, it's speech. And the whole aim is to make it a home for any type of spoken content, podcasting now being the our main focus. Because
and this is only one of them.
Because obviously podcasts is a more organized type of spoken content than any other recorded media. So we're focusing on that, and we want to get more people podcasting in the country and putting their podcasts on the already established podcasting platforms like iTunes, Spotify, whatever, wherever, and also build up to it whereby monetization is actually possible. You guys are doing this now one day a week, or you're dropping an episode one day a week, but if you do not make profits out of it, how long are you gonna keep doing it?
So I mean, Kotato is a developer by profession, enjoys audio books, big fan of Kotas. Why podcasts? Why let me not say podcast, but why a platform for audio content? What drove you to choose this as something you'd like to pursue?
Okay, so there's a backstory to it, right? Gwenge, what do you do as
so
a profession?
I'm a third year trainee at a bank.
Okay. And you?
I just live and wake up, man.
That's you just live and wake up. Yeah, live and
that is a trust fund.
Definitely.
That is a trust fund.
You better let us know what the secret is. Yes. We need to get on that level too.
If you all get to that level, then, you know, eventually there won't be enough space for me to operate. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, but the background for me and this platform is a software developer. Right?
Okay.
And a few years ago, I asked myself, like, why is it that all software companies are overseas? Why is it that the last biggest app we ever had from South Africa is Mixit?
Yeah.
And we've never had anything outside of that. And then my assumption is that software developers are getting paid way too much. So they don't.
We live with one.
So you guys know what I'm talking
about. Way too
much.
Yeah. What on average, how much do they earn? Because you're saying way too much. So
that's depending on how well you can negotiate.
Like, but what is the so for somebody like with like?
Let me say, there's no ceiling technically. Well, if you get in a company and you are really vital to their business operations, then you have a leeway to negotiate any amount.
Yeah, no.
Maybe for context, let's rather consider, so fresh out of varsity, what is a typical software developer roughly?
I'd say coming out of varsity and you can actually program, you shouldn't be getting anything below 350 per annum.
Okay.
But depends on the company. Yeah. If you're working for a company that probably pays their upper mid-level guy is 350, then obviously you're gonna get 200k. But
but this is also then forms part of your story of how you decided on Bulela.
For me, then I was like, technically, as a software developer, if you want to be set in life, you just pick a company, make yourself vital in that company, get their money, make them money, and you don't have to develop anything for yourself or for anyone else for that matter.
Okay.
And even if you start a software development company yourself, the money comes in from people paying you to develop their ideas. And most of software developers do this, but they never develop products or platforms, even though they have the capability. I know a couple of big software companies in the country, but they don't have products that are coming out to say, oh, that comes from BBD, oh, that comes from Advanced IO and Intellect. They're doing wonderful things technically but they are not giving us products. Why is it the case? Because there's so much money to be made by just writing software, but the risk to say, okay, we're going to make this a platform is something else. And so that's basically why I'm working on something like Polelo, because I'm like, okay, we have the network, we have the industry, and it's ready.
And expertise,
We just need to just push stuff out. And Polelo is actually part of many things that I'll be working on in the coming years.
So what are the costs? Like, what infrastructure do you need? Who do you need to pay to start like a platform like Polelo?
Okay, so since I'm a developer, I don't need to pay a developer.
Okay.
But I'm paying the graphics guy. And also the biggest cost, I'd say, in the tech space, if you really want to start a startup or if you want to start any platform, is marketing. If you have the money to have in-house developers, you're probably still going to spend more money on
the marketing,
on the marketing and everything else. And even for me, the biggest cost has been marketing the thing, because we need marketing content, we need all these things, and at the same time we still have to build, we need to add features. You guys always telling me, oh, this is not working, I need to fix that, can we have this smaller feature? And technically that's what makes a good platform, all these features that help you guys have a easier job when you're pushing out your content, when you're building your audience. But I need to then market it to have more people using it. So marketing is the biggest cost.
So just to expand like to our users who might not be aware, so we use Pulelo basically is our platform. Like I would say, just to try to explain it in layman terms, is like our hosting service basically. So in order for like when you find any of our episodes on iTunes and you find it on Spotify or you find it on SoundCloud, it's because primarily where Spotify gets
The
the
content.
content, they get it from Pulelo. So Pulelo, I'd say in layman's terms, like our hosting platform basically, where everything feeds directly from that. So
Okay. So, I mean, now that you obviously have started Pulelo and you also have like a day job, what are some of the more challenges that you've faced in the process of, starting your own, what is now a tech company, right? So maybe share with us, what that journey has been like and what you've learned from it and
Okay, so let me back it up to how I got into the podcasting space then. Basically, I wanted to start a podcast. What does it take? One of the podcasts that are on Pulelo now is that. So I just went around asking people what it took, what to do, what they were doing. Podcasting was the first episode there, and all the other episodes followed through. And
Sorry.
then I needed a platform myself to host this thing. And I wrote some code, simple website, static website, and then I was like, oh, this website sucks. Looked for an existing hosting platform. And there's quite a lot of them, and they work quite well. But one thing I didn't get from them were attention to detail to say, okay, they really care for the independent creator. They were more enterprise solutions. Radio stations were on them. So I was like, okay, let me create something for the hobbyist to actually put content onto. And then that's how I got into it. And now the biggest challenges for me is basically all the non-technical stuff. Because the technical stuff, I just sit there at home, read a few documents, sleep on them, and then come back the next day, code the thing, and say, okay, now that works. But then, how do I handle privacy policies? Or how do I handle copyright content? You guys are gonna need to make sure that no one impersonates you on the platform. Let's say you get big enough. I need to then look at that, look at the legal side of the equation and consult with the correct people for this information. Now that is tougher than just developing a website and setting up all that stuff.
So everything you're doing by yourself, there's no partner that you have.
Oh, there is a partner. I'm working with this other lady, Mariamu. But she's coming in from a non-technical side as well. She has a coffee shop in Mamelodi. If any one of you guys are that side, come check it out.
What's the name of the coffee shop?
Most coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
So helping her with the space as well. We want to have a small gallery in the coffee shop. So even now when you go in, there's going to be art on the wall and stuff like that. And order your coffee, order your cakes, just have a good time. Free Wi-Fi in the house. So yeah. And yeah, we just want to build it. But so now is also, what do you guys want to see from the podcasting platform?
Yeah, so it's pretty much that. So I guess you use that to better improve your platform as well. And then you touched on your partner. And I think Kat raises a very valid point. And when it comes to, a lot of guys have like some great ideas. And at some point for it to become a success, you can't keep it in. You have to like look out to partner up with people. So for you, how did you go about in choosing that she was the right person to partner up with? So how was your journey? Were you looking for anything in particular in maybe in your experience, what advice would you have for people when they are looking to partner up with others?
So this is my simplest approach to choosing a partner, right? When shit hits the fan, would I still talk to this person? If whatever we're trying to do fails, would I still want to associate with this person? Like, and everything else I can ignore. I can ignore technical capability and so on and so forth. But for me, this is the most important thing when doing business with anyone. Because we all know businesses fail. And technologies get hacked or all these weird things happen. But am I going to be able to talk to you and say, okay, that field, we lost this much. And you didn't pull through because of 1, 2, 3. I couldn't pull through because of 1, 2, 3. But we can still work on the next thing. For me, that's the biggest thing. And then we can get to the other stuff. Technically, what can I get from your side of the equation? If we're going to meetings, are you going to be able to carry the meeting if I'm not there? Are you willing to learn? Because I honestly feel everything is changing. Podcasting will probably be the biggest thing in the future as less and less people stop listening to the radio. And
so we're getting in at a good time. We're getting a good time.
And also it would be important to then say, how would it look like? Because it won't look like it is right now. We won't be sitting on the couch recording an episode. And how would it get monetized so that people actually quit their jobs to then podcast full time? So I chose her because I believe that she can think about these questions, not necessarily considering whether or not she has the answers to the questions. Kanye will ask us how, say, but that is not as important as can we then work on it given enough time? Can we then figure it out given enough time? And then will we then keep it together as partners over a long enough time for whatever we're working on to come together? So from that's how I choose partners.
So how does one get to be on your platform?
As a listener, as a podcaster, as a...
So any of the stakeholders within the Bulelo platform, how does each of them get to be involved in it?
Okay, so let me start with how you guys came on, right? Because I kind of hijacked you from wherever you were, and then I was like, hey, they just starting out, I need people on the platform, might as well, I import their content from their existing platform to Bulelo and list all the feature advantages that I had on Bulelo at the time. And otherwise, anyone is invited to open an account. Anyone is invited to visit bulelo.co and listen to all the episodes that are there. And be a listener, first and foremost. It's not a platform if you just upload content and no one listens to it via the platform. So then if you actually have a great personality in front of a camera or talking into a mic, record something. It could be whatever. It could be what you had for breakfast. And
Just start with something.
Just talk about it and then push it out to your network of people and then grow your own audience of people. And then, that's basically how
it starts out. So it's free?
It's free. It has a free tier. But then obviously opening up some other features, which are then paid features. But even the paid features have free tiers. So, like the monetization front, if you want to upload paid episodes so that their listeners have to pay to listen to that specific episode, it has a trailer and all these things. That's a paid thing. But if you want to do it for free, I take like 40%.
So then what's going to be the difference? I mean, like on a platform now, there could be a number of people who have considered also creating their own content, and maybe Bulelo is a great source for them to host that content on. So what would you say is what makes Bulelo different or unique, and what is the reason why all of these other content creators should consider
Okay.
Because I mean, that's going to be the difference.
Right? Okay, so my focus with Bulele will be...
And this is obviously something you're building out.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm going to talk about how it is now and where it's going.
Yes.
So my focus currently is community building features.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So people need to be able to comment on your episode, and you need to respond back to these comments. And that's currently what's there on Pulelo. And the thing I'm working on now, it's actually available in the alpha, is that people can comment via voice notes. They just record and say, yo, like what you said about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this is what I think on that topic. Because we all know, no one
as opposed to like having to call in
Or type or anything like that. And yeah, so even the calling in stuff, but that's way down the line where you guys are actually recording live. And as you record, that's the episode that get put out there. But that's way down the line. And do you want to then have people call in via the platform and be a part of the recording as well? But yeah, as I'm saying, that's something else. But anything for community building.
And I think for, and at least, so you're an example of someone who has had the idea, has the capabilities and expertise, and did something about it, right? And that's what Bulelo is today. So what would you say is the biggest reason or issue why young people aren't following through with a lot of, because I mean, we'll chill and like people will chat to us about like ideas that they have, but I mean, what do you think it's going to take, or is the issue why people aren't getting to actually doing it?
Okay, I have a couple of ideas around the topic, right? Firstly is our relationship with money as the black youth, how we understand money as a black youth. What is money? So if you look at the history of money and what it is now, when was the last time a black nation decided on which currency they want to use? In South Africa, was the last time we fully decided, yo, this is the currency we're going to use, when we had livestock? Like, we went from livestock to hard cash. Like, what should have been the transition between livestock and cash? So that we actually understand why money, or what, how money works.
Okay.
So for me, that's one aspect. And the other aspect is, why do people even want to be in business? You know, I know a lot of people just want to do business to be rich and have a higher social status, but you don't need to do business to be rich or have a higher social status. So then I feel it's we all have ideas, but the reason why we want to execute those ideas is not a valid one. So we are not pushed to actually execute the ideas. But what do you guys say? I'm quite sure you want to start a few businesses. You might have started a few businesses. What has stopped you?
I think, like, and to your point, and it's something that we're going to open up to our platform going forward, but just it's the will. And I think the will speaks to the number of obstacles that are going to happen. You know, how badly do you want it? And it often is reflected by not following through. But, you know, thank you for coming on the show, because I think you're exactly what we'd want the platform to see, right?
Definitely. It was very informative. I mean, I know we use you. We'll use your services in terms of Pulelo.co. Check it out, people, Pulelo.co. But it was quite informative for what I learned from you as well today. And I think the most important thing is, use whatever skill set that you have and try to monetize it. You don't always have to learn a new skill set. And yeah, that's very important there.
Yeah. That's very wise, Kat. Yes, guys, thank you, millennials. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please follow us and like and subscribe on all of our platforms. And if you have any other questions or comments, please DM us, email us, comment. If you have any more questions for Khutatso, please feel free to ask us. We'll post a link to Pulelo. Check it out. There might be some content that you enjoy there. And to his point, just Just start. Whatever you want to do. Like, life is short.
And our life is not short, guys.
It's not short.
Life is long.
Life is too long. On that point, life is too long for you to not spend it doing what you enjoy. So, either way, just do it.
100%. All right. Ignorant millennials. I am.
Cheers.
Peace.